Hello.
Hi, is this Tasso?
Yes.
Hey, Tasso, it's Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff working on the CNC loan. How are you doing?
Good.
Right, so I have some feedback. I'm gonna what was the lady's name at your office I should call to get the information I need? What was her name again, please?
Liana.
Liliana. Okay. So I wanted to go over, I think I spoke to my funding department. And I want to go over what and I'm going to get you an approval, but I want to go over kind of what we can do here and what's reasonable. And I hope you have a minute. I need about 5 minutes of your time, I think. Is that okay? Is now
Yeah,
okay?
yes.
All right.
Go
And
ahead.
do you have a pen handy?
Yeah.
Perfect. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second.
Yes.
Έχουμε απάντηση για το Μάρμαρο. Τι να σου στείλω, για τα δύο ίντσες.
Ναι, αυτό σου είπα, 120 δολάρια.
Το έχω στείλει αυτό ήδη. 2.200 βγαίνει, 250.
Ωραία, είναι no problem.
Το παίρνουμε.
Yes.
Δηλαδή πρέπει να τη ρωτήσω άμα χρειαστεί να το παραγγείλω. Πρέπει να πληρώσω πρώτα.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you there with me?
I'm here, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. So here's kind of my thought, and this is my boss, obviously, but he has some good ideas. So there's some things that I think are kind of appropriate for you, and I just want to give you my thoughts. So right now with loans, we're going to look at three different factors. We're going to look at time in business, and we're going to look at credit, and we're going to look at overall cash flow. And the good thing about Bank of Cardiff is, and the reason you got referred to us is, we have a lot of different programs, so we don't have a narrow credit box, and by that I mean we have customers that we lend to that are all over the map. I have customers that I've lent to that have small businesses, big new businesses, new businesses, existing businesses, but I want to give you an idea of what's available and maybe what's a solution here, but I don't want to push you because I'm not really a salesperson, okay?
All right.
So when we look at this loan, the biggest issue you're going to face right now is the startup nature of the business. And by that I mean most financial institutions are prohibited from lending to any business that's under 2 to 3 years old. So regardless of even if you have perfect credit, they can't lend. And here's the reason. I'm assuming you have a home loan, correct?
I don't have a home loan.
Okay, you've had a home loan before, correct?
Before, yes.
Okay, so when you do a home loan, the biggest issue is two things. A, it's the house is collateral, but you're using your employment history, you're using that you're currently at a job or that you own a company to show that you have consistent income so you can pay that house bill. And the same goes for business financing. Why the time in business is so consistent is important is it shows that the business has a consistent stream of revenue that can pay for these payments. However, your situation is a little different. Your situation is not about getting equipment needed to make payments. From what you're telling me, you're saving thousands of dollars a week by getting this equipment. You're basically throwing thousands of dollars a week away by not having this equipment, correct?
Yeah.
So there's two different options. Like I said, I'm going to call Liliana and get the bank statements I need, but I'm not going to push you here, but I want to give you options. And can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you very well.
Sorry, it's just a little echoey. So the first, we have two different products, and you can consider both. So this traditional product that we have is going to be an equipment loan. An equipment loan is a long-term financing agreement between us and our customer. And so you'd be looking at 2 to 5 year terms. However, the biggest challenge is you don't own any other businesses, correct?
Right now, no.
Right now, no.
Before you.
Okay.
Before you.
Okay. And so the biggest, when you look at this equipment, when you're doing a 2 to 5 year deal, my credit department is basically saying, hey, look, if we do a 2 to 5 year loan, especially for a new business, they can't get it through the system without money down. If you can't put money down on that, it's going to be very difficult for them to do. Not because they don't trust you, but simply because it's a long-term financing arrangement. But they gave me another idea, and it's something I've actually used for other customers. So have you ever done what's called a working capital loan? Have you ever heard of this product?
Working capital, I never get any money.
So you've never done this type of loan, correct?
No, I used to do SBA a long time ago with a Colonia Marble. I was more partners there, but I was the one I built the company.
Okay, but
prepare that. I have the Hellenic Marble still in business. They do it very well, both companies.
Okay. So let me explain what the working capital loan is about and if it interests you. I've actually done it in these kind of sticky situations. So there's a customer that I have in Florida who I just did this product. And so a traditional equipment loan, the idea of why the loan gets done is time and business credit and revenue and collateral. The working capital loan product is actually a completely different product. And so your whole idea here is basically showing that your business has a lot of revenues and can afford the payments, correct?
Oh, yes. No problem.
But I understand you don't want to put any money down. So here's the other product that we have for you that I think would be a good fit.
Because I invest every day money in my business. It's not, I needed $2 million to invest my business. I done it myself. I don't get any loans so far. I do whatever I'm do everything myself. Little by little, I build up the business.
And I know. And you
in 1 year, I make it very well for the first year.
Okay.
Very well.
Okay. And my goal here, Tasso, is not to, it's not to beat you up. It's just to tell you kind of the feedback I'm getting and see if I can provide you a solution. That's my goal. My goal is about providing solutions, okay? So
yeah.
There is another product that we provide that's called a working capital loan. And basically this loan, it's a cash loan, it's unsecured. And the whole reason we either approve it or don't approve it, it's time in business and is important, but the most important thing to us is the revenue. And it's basically when you can take your revenue, show your stream of revenue, and basically get a loan against it. Now, the whole issue here is the following. You can potentially get approved for this loan product because it's you have the revenue to support it. The machine is around 200, 250, correct?
Around there, yeah.
And just to confirm, did you say you were saving around 4,000 a week by having this equipment? Is it about 4 grand a week?
4,000 per week.
Is that accurate or no?
But yeah, so it's no problem. But why I have to put that for a short time you're talking about.
So what I was saying is this, this product would work for you if you're comfortable doing something very short term. And by very short term, I mean something in the range of 6 months to a year and a half, most likely 6 months to 15 months. So before pursuing, I'm going to call Liliana to get the statements. There's no cost to get an approval, but I want to see if that's something that interests you in this situation, because it might be the appropriate product to get you this piece of equipment. Hello, Tasso?
I'm here. I'm calculating something to look.
Oh yeah, take your time.
That's you're talking about a year and a half loan, huh?
I would be talking about, basically, here's the idea my credit department has, and I've had a lot, you're talking to someone that has a lot of experience. I help run our Stone Division, so it's not like something I haven't done before. If you do a traditional loan, and I can only speak for Bank of Cardiff, I don't represent other companies. If we do a traditional loan for a startup, the issue is going to be the money down. So if you're telling me, hey, Ruben, hey, Bank of Cardiff, I will not do any
money
down.
How much money they need it down?
If you do anything over 2 years for a startup business, they're going to probably at least require 20 to 25% down. It's going to be a lot of money.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is that if you're basically there's two ways to underwrite this loan. One way is to do a credit-based program, and that really goes to the time and business issue, and to even get that considered, we're going to need money down. There is another product that is it's maybe a better fit. And that's basically when you are able to leverage your revenue.
What about it? Can I ask you something?
Sure.
I believe the manufacturer, they guarantee these loans. They sell us the equipment.
They guarantee? I mean, I've never asked a manufacturer for a guarantee.
I buy from them so far 9 CNCs. So now, I don't know what is the issue.
When did you purchase your most recent CNCs?
There was 2006.
No, I mean for this business.
For my business,
yeah.
I pay all 100% all I pay in the front.
I know, but how many of these CNCs have you bought from them, and when did you buy them?
I don't buy any CNC. I don't have any CNC. I have two cutters. Each one cost me $70,000.
And when did you buy those?
I buy the last one I bought 2 months ago.
Has it got delivered yet or no?
No, it's here. They work both. The did other one last year. The last year.
Did you get it delivered 2 months ago, or did you get it ordered
two
months ago?
No. They work 2 months ago in my shop. They work in my shop.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I'm trying to provide, my goal is, if I can, is to provide a solution, Tasso, that works for you now. I wish I had spoken to you before you had paid cash, but basically, here's my idea.
If you look at how I can. If I can get the loan the way I want it, because I don't want to throw away money, I can make a deal with a company. I pay $10,000 a week, and I can pay in short time, and I don't have to pay interest.
That's okay.
They offered me this solution.
What was the program they offered you?
No, they offered me your company to lend me the money. So,
no, I mean, you said they offered you $10,000 a week?
No, I can make a deal with the $10,000 a week. I can buy the equipment. I don't have to pay any interest, nothing.
Okay, I mean, if you do $10,000...
That's my worst solution.
Okay, because you're trying to keep your payment lower, correct?
Yeah, because if I have to get it, I can pay $10,000 a week, and I can pay off in short time, and I don't have to get loan.
Okay.
If you have the loan, I will make it more easy for me. I don't want to make it more hard for me. This way, I don't need a loan. I don't need it. Well, why I have to get loan to make it more hard for me?
Okay, so here's what I'll do. I'll give Liliana at your office a call in about 30 minutes and gather what I need. I'll try to put together an approval for you by Monday morning, and then go over some options.
Listen, like I explained to you, you don't find anything you want, like from my. You talk to my account. You don't talk to him at all.
No. I'm just gonna get the bank statement she sent. I got the bank summary, but I actually need the statements for 6 months. So I'm just gonna call her to get the statements, because these are the summaries. So that's all I'm gonna need from her.
Yeah.
Because I think
we're gonna email you the statements.
I'm sorry?
We're gonna email to you the statements.
No, he doesn't need to call me. I hear him.
Oh, okay. Oh, can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, she can hear you very well.
Great. What's your name, by the way?
Liliana.
Liliana, nice to meet you, by the way. Yeah, if you could send me the statements for the last actually 6 months, that'd be fantastic. You could just email them over to me. That'd be fantastic.
All right.
Perfect. And then I'll talk to you guys Monday on what kind of approval I can do, and hopefully we'll get something that works for you.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Okay.